What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Well, I know that I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, and we're on a ferry boat.
And the F stands for ferry today. I think we got to just hurry right into it, because the ferry is boarding, and our Beat Mix contestant's supposed to get off the boat, so we got to be quick about it.
Yes, we do.
All right.
And we have Allison from?
Edmonds.
And Allison, are you ready to go? Steve, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, get out of here, Steve.
Okay, goodbye.
Those playing along at home, Allison has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Allison?
Yes.
The largest ferry system in the U.S. operates in which state?
Washington.
Correct. Sail was a 2010 hit by what band?
Pass.
In Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, what stroke did he swim?
Breast.
No.
Pass.
With the number being in the 20s, how many total ferry boats operate in Washington State?
20, 22,
no,
24.
No. What do you call the vertical pole that holds up sails on a boat?
A mast.
Yes. Which war had the most battles at sea?
The World War I.
No.
Two.
Yes. What decade did Washington State Department of Transportation take control of the Washington State ferries?
40s, 50s, 60s.
No. Who directed the movie Jaws?
Steven Spielberg.
Correct. The Titanic's wreckage is at the bottom of which ocean?
The Atlantic.
Correct. Before electronic navigation, what animal species was used as a living compass?
A pigeon.
I'll accept that, yes. In Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, what stroke did he swim?
The butterfly.
Yes. Sail was a 2010 hit by what band?
I can hear it.
Sail.
No clue.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, Allison. That is a fine score. Where's Steve? There he is. He's running from the galley. Steve, welcome back.
I was just checking out some of the fine baked goods that they have in the cafeteria. They have some nice Alki cookies, some blueberry muffins. It looks like maybe pizza is going to be served later.
I love that. I'm
very excited about all of this.
Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
The largest ferry system in the U.S. operates in which state?
Washington.
Correct.
State. For the last 75 years.
Sail was a 2010 hit by what band?
AWOL Nation.
Yes. In Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, what stroke did he swim?
The breaststroke.
No.
The doggy paddle.
No.
The backstroke.
No. With the number being in the 20s, how many total ferry boats operate in Washington State?
21.
Yes. What do you call the vertical pole that holds up sails on a boat?
The mast.
Yes. Which war had the most battles at sea?
Which war? 3.
No.
2.
Yes. Which decade did Washington State Transportation take control of the Washington State ferries?
Weren't they called like the mosquito or something? I watched a couple of YouTube videos on the ferries, to be honest. I don't know. The 30s?
No.
The 40s?
No.
The 50s?
No. Who directed the movie Jaws?
Oh, and I'm wearing a Jaws shirt right now. Steven Spielberg.
Correct. The Titanic's wreckage is at the bottom of which ocean?
The Atlantic.
Yes. Before electronic navigation, what animal species was used as a living compass?
Ooh, dogs.
No.
Cats?
No.
Rats?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a tie. 7-7. Good work, Allison. Thank you for playing.
Yay, thank you very much.
Are they going to kick you off the boat now?
They are.
All right, she's
got to
go.
And you're coming back on the boat?
Oh, absolutely.
This is amazing. I love that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Way better than the last time you said that you got 0 right.
Well, I got 0 the first time.
And then she beat you the second time.
Yes.
And now you tied.
Look at this.
Steve Miggs and Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, he swam the butterfly.
The butterfly.
The decade that Washington State DOT took control of the ferries was the 1970s. And before electronic navigation, they would use birds as a living compass. They'd bring birds on the boats and then release them. And they just instinctively go toward land. So that's how they would get home.
Hey, can we give a quick shout out to Victoria? We just met her. She had to get. She also had to get off the boat. She wanted to make it clear to us and said, hey, make sure you give a shout out to all the people who work on the Washington State Ferry. She takes it all the time. She is she's over at Body Motion Physical Therapy and says that it is just an incredible job that they do here. And we've witnessed it firsthand this morning. It's been nothing but awesome.
Yeah, big shout out to all the Washington State Ferry staff. You guys are incredible. And we're having a blast. This is insane.
It's a great time.
The Daily Mix Show.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.